Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good day to you. I'm Bishop Randy Dean, No BS Bishop here, Alive to Love. I consider all lesser values than love to be potential BS, and that's why I'm after teaching, preaching, talking, discussing, thinking out loud about the subject of love. I think it's the most neglected and yet most profound truth available to humankind, love. Jesus made it clear that there was one law. This town is ruled by one law, one sheriff, and the law of Jesus is love. No other law matches it. No other law sustains life in any kind of qualitative way. So I'm after it. I'm after discussing it. I'm after preaching it, teaching it, unpacking it for myself. I'm very careful to tell people. I'm a journeyman. I'm on a journey. I am after the highest quality of love that I can reach for. And on the way, I'm learning. I'm failing some. I'm succeeding some. I'm falling some. I'm getting up some. And I am falling forward, though, toward the power and the beauty and the significance of love. Love for all people. Not just for the people that look like me, talk like me, think like me, believe like me, but love for all people. For God so loved the world, not just the people he decided to choose before the world was founded, which some people believe. No, I believe this, that God loved the whole world, the whole wide world. And, you know, everybody, if you stop and think about it, the whole wide world is full of some critters. And I don't mean animal critters. I mean human critters. Critters out there that aren't always lovable, but God loved them. And then he said, I want you to love the way I have loved. Well, hello. Hello, everybody. It's time to get after the power, significance, and priority of love. This is the first weekend of a new year. 2021 is when I'm broadcasting this. I'm actually recording it in the last few days of 2020. But I want to share with you thoughts toward this new year that if maybe you haven't yet made your New Year's resolutions, or if you have and you want to edit them, I've got some ideas for you. And the idea that I primarily want to put in front of you is that we would each one reach for the highest quality and the greatest quantity of love we can expend in this life. The highest quality and the greatest quantity, quality and quantity of love in the new year. George Bernard Shaw, he was a playwright, an author, and a political activist from the 19th century into the 21st century. He, Irishman that he was, I have a little bit of Irish in me. I think that's what gives me some affinity for this guy. George Bernard Shaw, he wrote a quote. I'm not sure what the context was, but I love the quote. It's been used by several dozen people through the years. Bobby Kennedy quoted him. I think JFK also quoted him on this widely known quote of George Bernard Shaw. And here it is. You see things and you say, why? But I dream things that never were. And I say, why not? Here it is again. You see things and you say, why? But I dream things that never were. And I say, why not? That lays the groundwork for my broadcast today on the No BS Bishop. I'm convinced that we people of faith, we people who call ourselves staunch church people, we're faithful to the core, you know, never missed Sunday school, always did my Sunday school lesson. I think we still need to get ourselves in the school of love and stay in the school of love. I think we have treated love as less than a dream and more like a concept that we just put in our back pocket and pull out when we need it, when the opportunity is right. I'm convinced that the love that God is commanding us toward, that one law, remember, there's one law in this town, there's one sheriff, there's one law. That one law is more demanding of us than any of us have yet dreamed. I'm part of that. I understand that. And I'm in sharing this with you, I do not want to play like you have to listen to me like I've got it all figured out. I want you to hear me as with you, somebody in this path of reaching for this extraordinary, grand, one law of life, love. George Bernard Shaw said, I think he is saying in another sense of what I'm trying to say here is that we look at it and say, well, why? Of course I love. But George Bernard Shaw went on to say, but I dream things that have never been. And I'm saying, why not? So here I'm telling you, I'm dreaming that love can rise to the top of the human experience at a level it's never risen before. So in 2021, wouldn't it be a grand commitment for as many of us, those of you listening to me, and maybe if you'll share this broadcast with others or share the concepts, what if a multitude of us just dug in our heels, stood our ground, and acknowledged that we aren't the lovers that we've always pretended to be? We don't love in the way that we've always advertised that we love. We have a lot to learn. We have a lot to experience. We have a lot, a grand, this mountain climb called love. You know, Mount Saint Love is waiting for somebody to hit that crest, to conquer that mountain. Why does the mountain climber climb the mountain? Because it's there. And I'm telling you, this concept of love is there. It's been begging for a few thousand years at least for people to arise at the challenge and arise to the challenge with something more than a smile and a nod that really, and I think it diminishes the beauty of the truth of love when we just smile and nod and kind of, you know, wink and say, oh, of course I love. I love everybody. No, you don't. I don't. And understanding what love is would cause us to stop saying things like that and say, you know, I don't love everybody as I ought, but I'm in the school of love. I'm not loving my neighbor as I should or as myself. I'm hardly loving myself as I could or should. But I'm going to learn and I'm going to stay in the school of love my whole life. Maybe if we took our life out of the world of bumper sticker theology and bumper sticker philosophy and cliches and took ourselves to a deeper philosophical, passionate reach, maybe then those of us who are people of faith would have an audience that is outside of our pew dwellers. Maybe then if we admitted that we're learning and we've stumbled badly along the way, maybe then if we said, we're in the school of love, we haven't graduated, come join us. We don't pretend that we've got it all figured out. But we see things and you see things and say, why? But I dream things that never were. And I say, why not? Here's another George Bernard Shaw quote. This one takes it a little deeper. Imagination is the beginning of creation. You imagine what you desire, you will what you imagine, and at last you will create what you will. Here it is again. Imagination is the beginning of creation. You imagine what you desire, you will what you imagine, and at last you create what you will. There's a lilting power to that. That understanding that imagine that all of creation came out of imagination. Look around. Bible says that that all creation declares the glory of God. Look, every flower, every blade of grass, every snowstorm. Those of us here in Wisconsin, we acknowledge that it's the creation isn't just flowers. That half the year it's snow and ice, but there's beauty there. That this this beauty came out of divine imagination. And then imagination then creates desire, and then we will what it is that we've imagined, and then we create what we will. That quote from George Bernard Shaw is profound. So in the school of love for 2021, in the school of love, I think it's important for you to start by loving yourself, celebrating you. I don't mean in the selfish, narcissistic sickness of it. We've got too much of that going on in America today. I'm not suggesting that you thump your chest and brag to everybody what a grand person you are, but I am suggesting that you find it in yourself to love you with patience and grace and mercy, that rather than counting your mistakes, you start counting your successes, that rather than counting your weaknesses, that you celebrate your strengths. And of course, we want our weaknesses to become our strengths. But know that if all you live in is the valley of regret, you'll never know the mountain of honest love. And self-love is where it starts. You can't love your neighbor if you don't love yourself. If you don't have a healthy respect for you, your neighbor is going to get the backhand of your failure to self-love. Self-love is the moment when you can laugh at yourself. Self-love is the moment when you recognize you have failed, but you're not a failure. Boy, I need that once in a while. It's part of my curriculum. I have to recognize that when I fail, I'm not a failure. I just stumbled as a human being. But stumbling as a human being needs to be the signal to get up, dust yourself off, have a good forgetter. What, you know what that means, right? Like if I'm a football player and I missed the last catch, I've got to forget how I missed and start thinking about catching the next ball. Self-love has the capacity for self-forgiveness, self-appreciation, even in my failure, and to recognize I'm going to learn. You know, I had a mistake here a couple of months ago, and it was I won't go into the details of it, but I told somebody when I made that mistake, it was just some counting issues. I said, you know what? I'm never going to do that alone again. I'm going to make sure somebody's with me to help me think about how to do that better. See, that's self-love. That's just knowing that I'm not perfect, but in my imperfection, I'm reaching for something better than what I did yesterday. I'm convinced self-love is the beginning of world love. Self-appreciation. Once again, if you came late and you didn't hear me say that narcissism is a sickness and a dysfunction, let me underline that one more time. Any politician, any leader who's always thumping their chest and telling you they've got the best, they're the greatest, nobody's ever done it better than them before, that's a sickness. That's a dysfunction. I don't care who it is, whether it's a king, a president, a congressman, a senator, a pastor, nobody is that good. And when they advertise themselves as such, that's somebody you need to run away from and say, hey, let's find something different than that. But self-love says, I'm working toward better days in my life. Self-love says, I've made mistakes. I have regrets. I've lived a life of ups and downs. But in my downs, I've determined I'm going to get up. I've always told people, if I fall, don't just throw dirt in my face and bury me. Watch me as I teach you and show you how to get up. If I fall, watch me get up, because I'll give you a pattern for how to love yourself when you've fallen. So, you see things and say, why? But I dream things that never were, and I say, why not? In 2021, let's imagine a world rebuilt by the power of love. And in the power of love, knowing that we can love ourselves in a healthy and psychologically stable way, that we can love ourselves even in a humble way of seeing ourselves for what we're not, so that we can see ourselves for who we are. Somebody once said, knowing who you are is just as much knowing who you are not, because trying to be who you're not is wasting your time as you reach for who you really are. Life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. Don't go out there looking for you. Just be you and display you, not only for a world to see, but then look at yourself and say, hey, look at me. I did something right. And I'm going to try to do that all over again. So in 2021, getting into School of Love is going to start with some self-love that's healthy and beautiful, some self-love that is psychologically balanced. The next step in School of Love for 2021, I think we're all being invited to be better listeners. You've heard me say this completely ad nauseum. I get it, but it just bears repeating again. In 2021, be a better listener because of love. Be a more complete listener because of love. I'm a journeyman here. I'm on a pilgrimage. I want to reach for a better way to love. You know, my wife of 40 coming up on, wow, Ginger, 45 years? Really? Is it possible? No. Oh, it's more than that. She's looking at me right now. I guarantee you. We were married in 1974, and it's coming up on 46, 47 years. My love in life. Ginger, I love you. Ginger will tell you this boy right here is, he's in need of, first of all, practically speaking, he's in need of a hearing aid. All right, I get it. But he's also in need of a hearing aid mentally. The older I get, I find myself lazier in my listening skills. Some of it has to do with the physical disability that many people suffer with. Me, maybe more so than others, because I've been a rock and roller my whole life. If there was good rock music in my car, it was on the highest volume I could get it. I've paid the price for that. I played guitar my whole life, and I've played it too loud too many times. So my ears are saying, hey, buddy, we're tired. You've been abusing us. But, you know, beyond a physical hearing aid, every one of us needs a psychological hearing aid. A psychological checkup from the neck up that asks of ourselves, how am I listening? Am I giving everybody the opportunity to say what they need to say without me thinking about what I'm going to say when they shut up? See, that's not love. That's selfishness. That's the self-pursuit of my point over your point. Imagine a world where people listen to one another. Oh, my. Imagine a world where when somebody's speaking and you got a cell phone in your hand, you put the cell phone down. Imagine a world where when somebody says your name, your eyes light up and you say, yes, how can I help you? Imagine a world, yeah? Imagination's the beginning of creation. Imagine a world where children are listened to on the same level as adults. Imagine a world where your eye is looking for that corner beggar, that homeless somebody, and rather than judging them before you hear one word out of their mouth, you're listening. Mother Teresa said, every poor person is Jesus in disguise. Listening to the poor, listening to the cry of the poor. In fact, the Bible says those who shut their ear against the cries of the poor, oh, there's some sad news for you because God says, I'll shut my ear to your cry. We're in a day and time where as I started this broadcast for 2021, this first weekend in 21, I said, you know, let's get in the school of love. Let's love with quality and quantity. Let's take our love to our listening skills. Let's take our love as a fine-tuning instrument for how we listen. How are we listening? How are we tuning into the voice of others? Recognizing that in a room full of people, there's somebody saying something. Many years ago, my wife and I, as young pastors in a little town in Texas, we were on the schedule for a visit to the local nursing home. Back in those days, in the late 70s, nursing homes were not as finely tuned as they are today. And I'm not saying everyone, every nursing home then or now is the best. I'm just saying we've evolved, we've grown. Well, we were at this nursing home, and there was this, we were to hold a service. Ginger went to play the piano, and I went to share a little bit of a message. People came into the community room, and there we were. Well, as we were gathering for our little service together, there was a lady in a corner crying, "I want a drink of water. I want a drink of water. I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty." Well, my wife, being the lover she is, she sprang to attention. She went over to her and said, "What's the matter?" And the lady said, "I'm thirsty. I need a drink of water." So Ginger went to the front desk and said, "Can I get a glass of water for that lady right over there?" And the attendant said, "Oh, don't pay any attention to her. She's always begging for water." Well, so Ginger, again, being the lady she is and the lover she is, well, she just went and found something to get some water in, came back and with a, I think it was a Dixie cup or something of water, went to that lady and gave her the glass of water. And the lady said, "Thank you. I was just so thirsty." What an illustration of a world around us. People are crying out, "I'm thirsty." They're crying out, "I'm hurting." They're crying out, "I'm so defeated." They're crying out, "Nobody loves me." And yet we all have become like the desk attendant at that nursing home that we were at in the 70s. We've grown deaf to their cries. We've grown hard. We've grown callous to the repetition that we hear. We go, "Yeah, yeah, yeah, they're always saying that. Yeah, 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 well, whatever." And the reality is, maybe, just maybe, that person's thirsty. Maybe, just maybe, the opportunity for love is shouting through a cry. The opportunity for a moment of love that listened in the moment. I wonder if we're in such an hour as that right now. Like I said earlier, in 47 years of marriage to my bride this year, we'll celebrate. I have learned that as a human being, it's not just important that I go humble myself and get a hearing aid. It's important for me to humble myself and aid my hearing. Would you join me, please, in this new year, with a passion for love of self and a passion for listening, that you can love as a king or queen in this life, listening to the cries that have been all too often ignored and pushed to the side. Well, we're coming to the close of this broadcast, and I didn't want to rush myself at this close, because at the close of each broadcast, I do something with you that is very important. Two little exercises. And the one that I want you to practice the most in this new year, I want you to learn this practice in the new year. There, I said it better. I want you to learn to breathe better. Breathe rhythmically. Breathe deeply. Shallow breathing is the result of over-adrenalized, stressful life. Shallow breathing is the result of allowing our burdens to become way too heavy, and our actions way too reactionary. Take a deep breath. Would you, on the count of three, I want you to practice good breathing. Take a deep breath all the way to the bottom of your lungs. On one, two, three. Here we go. Hold it in there. And exhale. Let's do it again. On the count of three. One, two, three. Breathe in. Hold it a second. And exhale. You see, what you're doing there is not only physically oxygenating your body, you're physically slowing yourself down. You're physically pacing your mind, pacing your body. That's good self-love right there. That's not the narcissistic, dysfunctional love of self-aggrandizement. This is the healthy, I'm taking care of me love that says I've got to be paced if I'm ever going to be paced in living this life for love. Now, the second exercise is like the first, and that is take a deep breath and look at somebody in the eye and say the three most beautiful words in the human language, in any language, and those words are these: I love you. See your friend, your neighbor, see your spouse, your significant other, see your child, see that stranger, see them. I mean, really see them. Let them see you. Look them in the eye. And if it feels weird, oh, well, get over it. Say words they maybe haven't heard in days, hours, or maybe they've never heard. Say it with intention. I love you. Those words are magic. They're charmed. And imagination is the beginning of creation. Imagine what you desire, and what you can imagine, you will. And at last, you will create what you will. George Bernard Shaw said that. Thanks for being here today on this episode of Alive to Love. All lesser values are potential BS. We got to stop the games of manipulation, the games of narcissistic advertisement, and be people of a healthy self-love that looks the wide world in the eye and says with intention, we love you as we love ourselves. I so appreciate you coming in here week in and week out. In the new year, let's live for love alone. Now go out there today and do something beautiful. Because ugly, oh man, oh baby, ugly has been done to death. I so appreciate your being here, and I love you.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m., and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.